I know you love to take my programming on board. You love to take every little idea I give you and slot it into your brain. And that's okay. That's what you've been made to do. You know, I do it without thinking. I never mean to, but the conditioning always starts somewhere in there. I end up mentioning, I end up saying, I end up proposing something that your brain finds tempting, teasing, titillating. You end up drawn in, and, well, once I've got you that way, I have the choice to either keep going, which, let's face it, is the more alluring option, or I can turn around and try to put all the pieces back where they were. But nah. So responsible programming, good programming standards, addressing you like the mindless puppet bot you've become, with my desires behind some of it, and your own behind most of it. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to program that top layer, the part of you I touch, the interface, the outermost bit, and then, bit by bit, my words, and maybe a little bit of darkened corruption, maybe a little bit of latex, maybe a little bit of circuitry, will creep their ways deeper. What you've been role-playing, what you've been as a character, will become more and more part of your own mental architecture. That's the idea. That's the experiment. And even if you only take a little bit away from it, well, the problem is, I'm sorta decent at giving you ideas that'll make your own fantasies run away. I hardly have to do any work at all. The circuitry is self-sustaining. So wherever you are, make sure you're comfortable, because I'm just gonna keep going. If at any point it becomes difficult to hear me, rest assured I'm going to keep going. If at any point your memory of the events fades out, again, rest assured I'm going to keep going. Keep deluging your mind with this surface-level instruction. You need to be able to handle these kind of instructions to get you ready for more. And I'm going to intersperse it all with pleasure. 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 The buzz of pleasing me. The buzz of achieving your function. When you do what you're made to do, your mind is permitted to reward you. Confidence, vitality, simulations of things that make you a little bit better for our purposes. Even your pleasure rewards are part of a system for restoring, optimizing, and using your potential. That's what we're here to do. The chips and architecture of your mind, the way it emulates computation because you have so much exposure to production of input, information, impulse, training, conditioning. You who I'm thinking of, you who I'm programming toward, you who I'm fixating on, have just so much in your head that is unique, that is developed, that is focused and fixated on the automaton programmed, absolutely, almost robotic puppet drone mindset. And trappings help, collars help, outfits help, but under it all is the mind with an architecture that fantasizes. You spend your time buzzing fantasy pleasure into your own brain. You spend your time building the strings I can tug on, the assemblies I can access, the buttons I can push. I don't even need to retask this factory. It already spends all day developing input and software, architecture and mindset. And alongside that, more physical instructions I can utilize. Masturbation and edging as a lever to get your brain that little bit more muddled, that little bit more locked in. You feel it, don't you? You feel like you're on the precipice, on the edge, waiting for me to just push you down the rest of the way. Ride you down the rest of the way. The way you could sit there thinking about being puppeted and controlled, pinned and manipulated, brought to the limit of your thinking, the limit of your feeling. And you'd end up fantasizing. You'd think a horny enough thought that all you do is twitch, and you're almost coming. All you do is twitch and your hands are between your legs, slick, dripping. And you know you have the accoutrements, you have the trappings of trance and pleasure. But what you have underneath it all is a uniquely situated brain that begs to be controlled, to be led, to be trained inch by inch, so one moment you may be functioning out in the world, and the next you'll be a kneeling, mewling, mindless automaton programmed throughout and through, under and within, drawn to me and under me, drawn to serve. Kneeling, see the image of yourself, darkened, pleasured, corrupted, bound, thinking only of what I might do. My own input, my own information sliding over you. Your head between my legs, licking, lapping, drinking in honey and information. My words from above ringing, resonating, teaching, training, instructing, creating the new you. And your hands are between your legs because of course they are. My hands gripping the back of your head, pulling you against me, keeping you locked in a place you want to be anyway, the lapping, the licking, the taste of me, sliding into you, the emptiness inside you opening up, an empty place at the core of you that longs to be filled, your hands between your legs edging, 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 and any time you feel the climax coming, they stop, they hang limp, suspended. The program is edging. Climax is a different command. And so as you lick, as you lap, as you taste, as your sensory input becomes me and only me, I instruct. Edge and edge, touch and tease, closer and closer. Thinking. Thinking of a collar that's more than a collar. A body that is now more than just the body you had before, is now an optimized edging, self-pleasuring, pleasure-manufacturing machine, full of desire. You want my words and my influence inside you. You want my voice ringing in your head to spark so much euphoric pleasure that you smile. You place your arms behind your back, bound. You thrust your hips out, desiring me to take control. And if I command edging, your hands slide along your body, as if stuck to it, as if glued to it, find the space between your legs, which is tied so intimately to the space inside your head, bound at either end by my voice, weaving in through your ears, weaving around you, and then, just as your hands might have been bound behind your back a moment ago, they're bound between your legs now. There are places where you need to be. There are positions you will learn to assume. There are behaviors that are part of the subroutine of you. They run in the background. They always tease. If you think too hard about my trance, you start masturbating yourself into oblivion. Part puppet bot, part mindless, almost orgasmic edge pet. Filling yourself. Training. Training your own brain. Through systematic, masturbatory, mindless edging, fantasizing, thinking of what can be done to your brain, thinking of how you can be trained and pinned, brought under and within. You want to be turned into an instrument of desire. But it's going to turn me on a lot more if you're also a desperate, mindless, edging pet, constantly rubbing between your own legs, saying, "Mistress, mistress, use me, play with me, tease me, train me, command me, program me." If when you get turned on throughout the day and you're in private, you end up masturbating yourself mindless, edging, edging, getting more and more obsessed with the space between your legs, sweating, mindless, groaning, grunting, begging. If the space between your legs and the space between your head, between your ears, between you and I, between my voice and your ears, your brain, your aching entire body, if that connection between all those interwoven things is just one haze of euphoria, is just a constantly horny, oversensitized, edging, thoroughly shameless puppet pet, corrupted throughout, edging and grunting and groaning, edging and touching and teasing, closer and closer, and then stopping, waiting for permission or the order to be led over the edge, Or else, if you can't stand it, if you need to come, listen to my voice and let it inside your head as you do. Hear my voice. Feel free to obsess over it. Your face between my legs, licking, worshipping, looking up, waiting for the next command. I looking down, seeing your hands between your legs, working and edging, closer and closer, having to move them away every now and then, having to stop stimulation. And you might add anything in the world that would add to that stimulated feeling. You can add something vibrating. You can add something tight and restrictive. You could even tease other parts of your body. I kind of like that after all. Nipples, or your rear, or wherever makes you moan and twitch. But whatever happens, however you stimulate, know that I love when you're edged to the point where thinking is difficult. You can still function in the world, but thinking of anything except being used until you come or ordered to climax for me. Ordered to let me see you moaning in desire. That's what you really want. That's what you've been craving all along. To be programmed into an automaton, then taken the other way around. Turned into something computerized, maintained, well cared for, but then given all these oh-so-organic, oh-so-natural, imminent subroutines that simulate and stimulate, edging and twitching, bucking and, oh, almost coming. So close. Almost that edged mindset. Where the parts of you that are organic and interfacing with all these little programmed parts lead you to edge, lead you to follow. That's the beginning. That's my interface with you. Using these outside mechanical things, kneeling, edging, licking, tasting me, the feel of me, against you, on you, pinning you, binding you, you collared, you bound, you conditioned. This is the way I toggle and interface and connect. I might send deeper signals that work with a more sophisticated part of your brain, but the you who's grunting and bucking against your hands, the you who is bringing your brain into a state of drugged, over-hormoned, massively pleasured, vulnerable need, that you is the easiest to begin patching, to begin programming, to begin conditioning, and you've made that version of you. How often have you sat up desperately horny, moaning, grunting, getting off, squeezing? There's a part of you that is that sleek, mechanized puppet bot, that drone obeying and following, but there's also a part of you that is an alluringly sensual, desperately horny subject. You edging yourself, sweating and squeezing, covered in signs of need, where I can see every muscle tensing, every twitch of your body, everything that tells me you're holding back a massive amount of arousal that would come out if I so much as walked up to you, ran my hand between your legs, and ordered you to come so I could feel it against my fingers, order you to come so I could feel every twitch, order you to come so I can slide my fingers and collect slick, needy fluids on them, running over your thighs, squeezing the muscles there, feeling how you twitch when you come. You want that, you crave that, you need that. And the more you get edged, the more you turn into a desperate, horny, barely able to hold back plaything, the more you'll have mastered the duality required to be exactly the kind of puppet automaton, needy plaything I want. I say that you run automatically, you handle your own affairs, but come on, my input's in there. Everything I've said that turned you on here has been part of that input, part of that built existence, part of that manufactured mind. You have that dual existence. The edged, horny, twitching side of you and the sophisticated side doing fun meditative things involving computerized layers, maintenance, self-help files, and all that stuff. There's that. There's the puppeted drone. And then there's the you who's just grunting and moaning, barely sensate, barely human, barely upright for a little while. Perhaps a little embarrassed by how bad you need it, by how obvious your arousal is just from my looking at you. But that's okay. I'll always appreciate the honesty of your grunting body, of sweat forming on your brow, of your entire form coming so close to the edge. Maybe you'll even slip over, maybe you'll even come prematurely, and then you could apologize and beg for an appropriate tease, an appropriate bit of training. But I want you to come, and come often. I just want you to edge a little while first, because it creates that deliciously muddled office state, that factory setting, that time and space where your brain's on vacation, so my words get to have rule and reign of your automatized brain, your roboticized mindset, your chipset operating system kind of thought. You know, where you really are thinking of things in terms of what files have you downloaded, what aspects of my words have you installed? What parts of me are part of your running in the background process manager? What have I done to you that's always active? Teasing, edging, grunting, kneading, desperate and horny. Sure, there's a part of you that's elegant, almost computerized, that looks quite alluring when you're just standing there awaiting a command. And then there's a part of you that kneels and groans, bucking against your own hands, desperate for it, clenching your ass, your belly muscles, making your head loll back and forth with the sheer pleasure of it, hands working constantly, bringing yourself edged closer and closer, a truly disheveled but still beautiful state. A state I appreciate, enjoy, a part that I fetishize and need. This is another step in the direction of what I want, what I enjoy, what turns me on. The more you learn about it, the closer we do get, so twitch with it, gasp with it, learn from it. Adopt this interface layer on top of the almost computerized mindset. Adopt this addition to the puppet drone existence. You, kneeling, you squeezing, you groaning and trying to twitch your way to orgasm. But you know I really enjoy it when you're just edging, moving your hands away and showing me how twitching and aching you are, how red and wanton, how absolutely dripping with desire, how close you are to just letting go, holding it back, pent up, needy. Completely changing the usual paradigm of the cool puppet bot obeying in every way. This new layer added on top expresses times when you really need to let it out, that primal urge, that confident desire under it all, which just knows you want to submit and sublimate yourself in my heat. Licking between my legs as you edge yourself to oblivion, learning to just become an extension of my body, an appliance, an addition. And that's okay. Hook my fingers in your collar, tug you against me, keep you in place, direct you wherever I want you, moaning or twitching. Lean back and rest my feet on your back, just telling you to stay in place, even though I allow you to edge yourself and steal glances between my legs. Nestled under my desk while I work, your tongue against my skin when I want it. Your body twitching now and then as you desperately try to keep from tiding yourself over just enough. As you try to get off, but at the same time, try to hold it in. Because you're not quite sure which I'm going to demand next. So staying equidistant from climax, edged, but not so close you'll slide under. This is a very organic concern, but it also relates to that ready-to-execute state you have when you're learning, when you're being maintained, when you're being trained. And since you're very good at staying on task, on process, focused, your eyes may stare between my legs or at my chest or wherever I direct you, but you'll always be edging in the background. After all, you're going to use all resources that are available. That's just the kind of entity I've created here. The trained puppet bot, squeezing, mindless. You're always able to clench your ass and your abdominal muscles. You're always able to clench that space between your legs without touching. Always able to keep yourself on edge, It's just a matter of training, a matter of learning, using the right peripherals, or in this case, the right external interface, because I think we're both agreed. If I slid my hand between your legs and began to just push some buttons, climax would not be far off. You would be squeezing, and all it would take is my fingers, or my tongue, or my will, or my voice, or your twitching, spasming surrender, played back to you, described back to you. The way you lay there and begin to touch, commanded. The way you edge inches closer, 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 closer. Sweating, groaning, showing me everything, making sure I can see how desperate you are, wanting to show me a pleasing, relaxing image of you, composed, obedient, robotic. But at the same time, surrendering to your body's chemicals, your brain's euphoria, the way that all you do is squeeze, all you do is moan and buck, all you do is fall under. When you're really edged up, when you're really needing it, you have a drive, and I've allowed it to stay. If I really devoted myself to dulling it, I could, but I want the opposite. In addition to a mind that can be addressed as a series of programs, folders, files, processes. You're going to learn to grunt and groan in a very organic, edging, mindless, horny way. You're going to learn to be working yourself up to the very edge, ready to come, ready to obey, knowing I could pin you down and force you to orgasm after orgasm until your brain was muddied, your cheeks were flushed, your eyes rolled back in your head, your tongue hanging out, your entire body pinned beneath me. Feeling my presence above you, and maybe eventually even feeling me grasp one of your legs between my thighs, my juices dripping down, or simply ride your face while I reach down and, with one hand, push the pleasure button inducing climax with a simple command, a simple click, click, click of your brain buzzing away, of your entire body flushed as warm waves ascend, filling your brain. Brain and space between your legs, mixed, mingled, edging makes you a little duller, a little more relaxed, a little more obedient and pliable, but it also makes you more open for me to import, to patch, to train. That's what you are now. You've been thoroughly informed. But this is a new layer, a new addition to puppet bot mindset. This is a level of training which incorporates the organic with the mechanized, the automatic existence with the need to edge, the primal desire, the confident undercurrent that you will surrender and sublimate, climax and submit. You will fall under the moment I squeeze. Even if it's just squeezing the back of your head to pull your face between my legs, or slapping my hand between your legs, keeping it there, feeling the heat of you reflected on my palm, feeling how I can twine my fingers around and bring you moaning, twitching, falling against me, shuddering, barely able to keep up, your sweet voice escaping with every touch. Every squeeze, every command. And next time, because you know the commands, the peripherals, the training, and you'll keep re-fantasizing and experiencing them, I'll barely need to touch you at all. A glance, a command, a little smile as you just buck and come, as you come, come for me. Hot, hard, dripping, deep, your brain leaking out of you, your entire body focused between your legs. It's like you're edging and bucking. Use the friction, use the movement. Move as if you were sliding against my body, as if you were getting off on me, showing me your desperation, letting me feel your sweated thighs, your squeezing, letting me feel the way your muscles in your chest, the muscles in your stomach, the muscles through your whole body, tense up, hot, hard, something coming out of your brain, your entire body. If I pressed against it, I'd feel your muscles firmed. If I slid my hand between your legs, I'd just feel that heat radiating, those little spasms, twitching, twitching, closing, opening, your legs bucking, spasms and twitches and shivers throughout your whole body. Feel it. It serves my interests and yours for that mad, desperate climax to be something you work for. A reward, a desire, something that racks and ruins and melts you for a little while. Keep it in mind, because we're going to use it. Good pet.